How are you doing?
Talk Radio.
Doing good.
That's great.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hi, this is Sabrina, and it is a wonderful day in Las Vegas. It's about 72 degrees. Today's topic is going to be Stop the Hate, Love Thy Neighbor. There's been a lot of senseless racist killings that's been going on, not just with blacks, but over the weekend there was a black family was killed, and then there was the Jewish synagogue. Hate is all around us. Hate does not preference a race, because there's people of all races that hate. But at this point, is hate going to really solve anything? Today, we're going to be talking to Kimmy Kim from Relations Radio. She's our co-host. Kimmy's going to say hi, tell you where she's from. We're going to play a song, and then we'll be back to our topic. Hi, Kimmy.
Hello, Sabrina, my diva. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? How's everything going?
I'm blessed and highly favored, just loving this topic because, you know, I'm a love follower, and St. Louis is doing great, and it's a blessing to be on your podcast. You are doing an amazing job.
Thank you very much. Now, tell everybody that the magazines and stuff that you have, Elations Radio, right? And
yes.
Radio show?
Elation Radio and Elation Magazine, and everything's virtual. Elation Magazine can be Google, and Elation Radio can be Google, and we also, you can find us on Spotify and iHeart and Spreaker 24/7 live streaming, and we also have Sabrina with us. I love Sabrina's shows, and you can find her podcast as well on iHeart and Spotify, and support her. She has amazing topics, and some of the topics that you come up with make me laugh, and I like that because there are times where, you know, it's good to laugh. And then she has two really good, serious ones like this one, love. You know, there's so much hatred. So I'm honored to be on your podcast.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm honored you're my friend, and you have a co-radio announcer. All right, we're going to go to Lady Princess, Take Me There, and we'll be back in 5 minutes and 35 seconds.
You may be awesome.
With Rolling with the Diva with Kimmy Kim on the air, and we are going to talk today about Stop the Hate and Love Your Neighbor and what that means to everybody. Turning down the TV. All right, so today we know about the two, it was really sad. We've had a couple of really bad hate crimes going on that just, you know, I'm going to read you guys a couple of statistics to start out with. And this is from the statistics portal, and it's in and it's www.statista, and hate, and it says hate crimes in the U.S. statistics and facts. Our father brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. More than 150 years ago, on from Abraham Lincoln, new immortal Gettysburg Address, America has witnessed countless people dedicated to that proposition. But a nation that gave rise to Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Harvey Milk, and modern incarnations like Janet Mock or Laverne Cox, discrimination persists. Unfortunately, the motivations for hate are as diverse as the people who form the racial, religious, and mixed gender melting pot that is in the United States of America. When these motivations lead to action from these wielding hate, the result is hate crime. The Federal Bureau of Investigations, FBI, defines a hate crime as a criminal offense against a person or property motivated in whole or in part by offenders' bias against a race, religion, disability, sexual orientation, ethnicity, gender, or gender identified. And this was in 2016, statute form. What do you say, Kimmy? Oh, did I cut Kimmy off?
Hello? I'm so sorry, I was unmuted my line. There is a lot of work that we need to do. Yeah. Because I'm learning that a lot of people may not really truly understand what that love word means when it comes to the agape love. And just knowing that someone can just go into a synagogue and shoot up people who are worshiping God is really sad. And that broke my heart because that could have been me at a church and someone just shot us up because we're not even bothering you, but you come in bothering us. So I find that there are so many mental illness people out there. They are really asking for help, but by the time it's too late, they have a gun in their hand. And so they go and hurt others because they're hurting. Hurt people hurt other people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, hurt people do hurt people. And it's sad because, unfortunately, hate didn't just start today or yesterday. Hate has been demonstrated way back in the Bible and way back even before the slaves were here. And we see how that all played out in slavery, that the despondency and the hate that was given against the African-American people. It's really sad. The FBI also said that the number of anti-Black or African-American offenders known to the FBI for hate crimes are 1,588. Number of anti-American Indian or Alaska Native hate crimes are 154. That most hate crimes, most commonplace with race-based hate crimes occur is in a residence or home. Most common anti-religious hate crime is against, do you know who, what religion?
Baptist. I mean Christian.
No,
sorry. Christian.
Jewish.
Who? Really?
Jewish. Anti-
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. And that has been seen way back in the Holocaust with Hitler. Number of victims, anti-Islamic hate crimes, 338. Number of anti-known Jewish offenders known to the FBI, 421. Hate crimes incidents at places of worship, 194. These were 2016 stats. Number of gay or lesbian victims, 934. Number of anti-transgender hate crimes, 105. So basically, it's share of African Americans who feel white nationalists pose a serious threat to the United States is 57%. That's a lot. So
that is a lot.
How do we correct this? How do we help this situation? What do we do? I think first we need to understand that everybody's not going to like everybody. We understand that. But there's got to be some kind of cohesiveness in the order of that. You can't just go out and kill people because you don't like them for religious preference or they're a man or a woman or whatever, or you feel like that particular culture or race is taking from you. Remember that in the Bible, hold on a second. In the Bible, crimes, hold on. Oh, the Bible verse I was looking for, 1 John 4:19-20. We love God because he first loved us. Whoever says, I love God, but hates his brother is a liar. The one who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. So basically, what is that saying, Kimmy?
Basically, they don't know God. And when you don't know God, you don't have the love in your heart. And that's another thing. When people, unfortunately, are not guided by God, they don't know how to love. So I believe the first thing we must do is pray and then react, because you must pray first so God can give you the right actions to take, because it's bigger than us. It is a spiritual warfare between God and Satan, love and hate, light and darkness. That's what it's all about. And this fight must be won by God. And with that being said, it is going to get a lot worse, because unfortunately the prince of the world belongs to Satan. And we are called to go and visit those who are, you know, hurting, who have evil spirits, and we must be led correctly by the love of God, because we're going to see a lot of people who don't really like us, and we have to look past our emotions and just love on them. And how do you do that? Only by the Holy Spirit, because it's kind of hard to work on your own flesh, your own might, and helping those who are persecuting you or, you know, misusing you or discriminating against you for no reason. And so with that being said, you're right. You cannot know God if you hate.
That's true. And you know what? Also, you know, and I know that some people, you know, they may say they have a higher power, but the bottom line is hate is, it comes internal. I don't believe you're born into hate. I believe you choose to have hate. You can be taught hate,
me too.
But you also have to be willing to not do that. I know many races, whether it's black, white, you know, Nigerian people, some of those people do teach their families to hate other races. But at the end of the day, I've seen many people walk away from that and not and say that they're not going to be a part of that. So at the end of the day, it comes down to a choice that we have.
It is a choice.
And that choice, that choice is we have to be willing to not, like, literally not hate people by because of what they offend us by or their culture or their skin color. I mean, it's just sad. I mean, I don't even know what else to say to that. It's just because killing people over something is wrong. In 2015, of the 5,815 hate crimes reported across the nation, 57% were racially motivated, 21% were motivated by religion, 18% were motivated by sexual orientation, 1.3% motivated by perceived disability status, and 0.5% were motivated by multiple biases. And then they're showing they're showing a map here. You guys can't see it, but you guys can check it out at www.policymap.com 2017-2018. And these stats are always from the year before. But some of the areas that have the highest are South Dakota, Kentucky, West Virginia, followed by Arizona, Louisiana, Atlanta, Georgia, Columbus, Ohio, South Carolina, Nashville, Tennessee, Missouri, Kansas, and then goes up from there to the least 3.15 or less is Colorado, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas, down there looks like California too. So those and the states that I mentioned that have a high red include Utah, Salt Lake City mainly, and Wyoming. So that's an interesting information because if we look at some of those cities, we can understand that those some of those places we were the South. It was the North against the South in history. So and some of that still goes on. Louisiana, we can hear lots of times of people coming. African-American people being drugged behind cars, still hung from trees. So what seems to be getting better is not. And, you know, we just continue to go down that road. But one of the things that I found, the Bible verse that I really liked was Mark 12:31, and this talks about loving your neighbor. And I'm getting to that page. Mark 12:31, American Standard Version. The second is this, thou shalt love their neighbor as thyself. There is no other commandment greater than these. So if you're loving your neighbor greater than yourself, and this is just not in the Christian Bible, but there are many Bibles that talk about treating your fellow man kindly. You know, there's different versions of it, you know, whether you're in the Jehovah Witness, you're a Mormon, but even the Quran, you know, the Muslim Bible, things like that, the Torah for the Jewish, they all talk about love. So when you're reading those and you're doing hate, you're not really about Jesus Christ or any other higher power. You're about yourself. I'm going to read this verse again, and this is out of the English Standard Version. The second is this. You shall love your neighbors yourself. There's no other commandment greater than these. Kimmy, you want to expound on that?
Because one thing I learned about love, it covers the remaining part of the commandments. When you love, you won't take from someone. When you love, you're going to make sure that you can help them. When you love, you can look past people's faults and shortcomings. When you love, you know how to love because God said to love him with all your heart, soul, and might, and then to love others as you love yourself. And when you love yourself, you won't want to harm yourself. Love wins every day because God is love. And God is the King of kings and Lord of lords, and he is that. So we are on a battlefield for the Lord, and I know this world is not our home, but at the same time, I still see victory in the Lord when it comes to love in this world. And unfortunately, those statistics are very, very hurting. And you would think because we have so many access to the Bible, social media, more people, that it would change. But it seems as if it just became really the standard to hate those based on racial motivated. And I have come to learn when people do hate people based on their race, it's because they're not comfortable with who they are. So we must pray for those who aren't secure with who they are. And when you have security in knowing who you are, you want other races. You want to learn other ethnic groups. You want to eat other foods. I love eating all types of foods because I'm comfortable in the skin that I am in. And when people understand that, when people have hatred, it's not because they hate you, really. It's really because they hate themselves. Because really hurt. When you love others as you love yourself, you will hate. So they hate themselves, too.
And you're right. You know what they're talking about, self-love. Love others, he's saying don't hate. Love others as you love yourself. And the Bible doesn't allow us to have a low self-esteem and think so lowly of ourselves. We're going to talk about 10 ways to fight hate when we come back. But this weekend they have the Spin Award, and so we're going to play a song by Appointed and a song by Lady Cassandra in that order, and then we'll be back. And thank you again to Lations Radio and Magazine, Kimmy Kim, for being our sponsor for our show. Thank you to Divine Royalty Travel Group for being a sponsor of our show. And thank you for all the listeners and people out there. Remember, in any state in the United States, you can call 211 in any area to get either help for mental health, crisis counseling, grieving. If you're in a domestic violence situation and you want to get out, you need care with your children. They can help you. Also, don't be ashamed as the holidays come up to call 211 if you need a referral to a food bank, extra food for your children as they're off for the Christmas holiday. The only shame is the shame of not asking. Nobody, people want to help their organizations, your churches, and there's many other churches and organizations that's out there. I will be going through that starting November 15th with the many organizations that people can contact for food banks. So here we go. We're going to play First Appointed, and then Lady Cassandra will be right back.
Sheets of rain falling down, people moving all around. Some never think how great you are, some never feel with a clean heart. With all that you do and all that you've done, the fact that you gave your only son, you can say it all, Christ. Glory, hallowed be thou name, most excellent, most God. Stars in the moon sing Gloria. You're so excellent. Oh, yeah, today, gone tomorrow. Days of joy and days of sorrow. Some live and ask what life's about. Some live and don't see you're the way out. Is it only look and see? The glory in the great heavenly, they'd have to cry out, glory, hallowed be thou name, most excellent God.
All right. We are back with Rolling with a Diva with Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host. And we are just waiting for actually, we were doing songs. So we are going to be back now. We're talking about 10 ways to fight heat. So here we go. Kim will be back in a few minutes. So here we go. 10 ways to fight heat. And this is from W. Sorry. I hope I'm on the speaker so you guys can hear me. Yes, I am. This is from www.splcenter.org. And it talks about there's 10 steps to dealing with heat and help in learning how to stand. One, act, A-C-T. Do something in the face of hatred. C will be interpreted as acceptance by the perpetrators, the public and the worst. The victims, community members must take action if we don't hate persist. A hate group is coming to our town. What should we do? I'm alarmed at hate crimes. What can I as one person do to help? I find myself wanting to act. Sorry about that. I find myself wanting to act to show support for the victims, to demonstrate my anger and sorrow, but I don't know what or how to do. If you're reading this guide, then you probably want to do something. You are not alone. Questions like these arrive daily at the Southern Poverty Law Center. When a hate crime occurs or a hate group rallies, good people feel helpless. One, hate is an open attack or tolerance or an acceptance. It must be countered with acts of goodness. Sitting home is not the way to do it. We must talk up. We must speak up. We must start groups. That's my suggestion. Hate is attack on the community health. Hate tears society along racial, ethnic, gender, and lines. Don't let it do that. Come together no matter your color. For all their patriarchal rhetoric, hate groups and their imitators are really trying to divide us. Don't be divided. Love others, just like we talk about the verse. Hate escalates. So take seriously the small hint of hate. Report it. Talk to other people. Let us know what can happen. What can you do? Pick up the phone. Call friends and colleagues. Host a neighborhood or community meeting. Speak up in churches. Suggest some action. Sign a petition. Attend a vigil. Lead a prayer. Acts of hate fueled vandalism as a neighborhood or community. Help a neighbor who's been a victim of the hate crimes. Use whatever skill and means you have. Offer your print shop to make flyers. Share your musical talents at a rally. Give your employees afternoon off to attend. Go to school. Talk to kids. Show love, not hate. Take action. Do your part to fight hate. Join forces. Reach out to allies from churches, school clubs, and other civic groups. Create a diverse coalition. Include children, police, and the media. Gather ideas from everyone and get involved. No idea is dumb. So don't put down anybody else when you're doing this. We want to come together. Because there are many people of all races that love everybody and they want to see this. Don't let the small-minded people take you down. What can you do? Call on groups that are likely to respond to a hate event, including faith alliances, labor unions, teachers, women groups, university, fair housing council. Also call on local law enforcement. Law enforcement wants to be here to help. They get a bad rap on certain things, but don't let that just turn you from the officer. Support the victims. Hate crime victims are especially vulnerable. Be there for them. Listen, talk. Help rebuild their home. Help rebuild whatever they need and be there. What can you do? Report every incident. Speak to the press. Your story, if you're a victim, speak to the press. Research your legal rights. Okay, stand up. Speak up. Hate must be exposed and denounced. Dealing with the media. Some tips for effective media campaign. News outlets cover hate crimes and groups. Don't kill the messenger. Consider hate news a wake-up call. Name a person for your group to the main contact for the media. The media likes to do hooks and catchy phrases. Hate-free zone, for example. Educate reporters, editors, and publishers. Criticize the press when it falls short.
make them accountable. Do not debate hate group members on conflict-driven talk shows or forums. You're giving them a stage. Don't. What can you do? Share this with the media contacts you know. Ask the media to consider the following. The masked, mysterious Klansman like his burning cross is emotional and is loaded. Don't let those stories come out. Okay, so another thing, educate yourself. When hate comes to churches, stand by your church. What can you do by starting to educate yourself on the definitions of hate? Know the impact of hate. Don't teach your children to be hate. Do not attend a hate rally. It's not going to do you any good. It only perpetrates hate. Pressure leaders to do anything. Write to your senator to do stuff. Write to your senators. What can you do? Form relations with community leaders before a hate event. Keep educated. Have picnics, barbecue to spread love and so people can talk to other people. There's a lot of information here. You can go to www.splcenter.org. Stay engaged. Promote acceptance and address biases before another hate crime can occur. Network with people. Go to different religious organizations. Network, support, attend their events. You don't have to like their religion, but you do. You want to seem like we're all together. And you know what? It only takes one person to make a difference. And so if everybody takes a chance on their side of their world and their area and helps, then things can be different, just so you guys know. There's a lot of information here. Dig deep or look inside yourself for bias and stereotypes. Sometimes we've learned it from our parents. Sometimes we brought them on ourselves. We have to be the first persons to change. Not saying you're a person who hates, but we all have some bias. There's many good books and workshops that can help you. Just want to read this verse again for Mark 12:31. The second is this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is no other commandment greater than this. Love is the answer. Love is the key. God came for love. He died for our sins. And so with that being said, this is Rolling with the Divas, Sabrina Williams. I'm your host. Know that you're wanted, you're cared for, you're more than enough, and we love you. Have a great day. We're going to play another song, and then we're going to come back and talk, okay? Here we go.
You take care of me.
All right. We are back on the air with Kimmy Kim, and we are going to talk about... Hi, Kimmy.
Hi. How are
okay.
you? We're back.
We're back now, and we're going to talk about how to help our children not hate and how to love, okay?
Yes.
So what are some ideas you have?
Well, basically, I teach my children to love based on the lifestyle. You know, really, children mimic what their parents are doing. They see you gossiping, they're going to gossip. So when I make a mistake, I still say I mess up and I get back in line. So with love, love is a deed. So it's based on, you know, I believe in showing them kisses and hugs and telling them that they are important to me. And I learned how to also discipline them in love. You know, you give them what they're doing wrong, and then at the end of that correction, say, I love you, though, and nothing can stop me. That would build them up because they still realize, even though they made a mistake, my mom and my dad, they still love me. So we need to learn how to discipline them correctly, not just focus on what they did wrong, but after you have shown them their mistake and you have pointed it out to them, let them know, by the way, I still love you. Nothing can stop my love for you. And when they feel that confidence, that love, they don't need to go outside the world and find things to replace that love that they're missing at home, because I really believe a lot of love is missed at home. Yeah.
Amen on that. Exactly. Also, teaching your kids to be kind and have empathy for other people and other children at their school. And that can even start with kids who may be disabled or somebody new at the school, somebody who may look different than them. But and always answer their questions and don't blow them off. If they have a question, and sometimes kids may come to you and they may say, Mom, you know, maybe they go to an all-black school and here comes a child that's Indian or Caucasian, and they say, Mom, I have some new kids, but they're not like me. Ask them to explain that that's okay. God makes us different. When we can answer our kids and show them how to love, and it's okay to be different, just like it's okay not to be okay when you're having a day, and it's okay. But you can also let them know it's okay. God made us all different, and that's okay too. Teaching your kid to participate in maybe going out to volunteer at shelters or community activities or events where they're going to be different cultures there. And like Kimmy had said in the way beginning of the program, eating ethnic foods, taking your kids to those kind of places. And you could just have a day of explaining to them. Maybe your kid won't eat anything on the menu, but there's always chicken fingers, even at ethnic restaurants. But you want to teach them about other cultures. You can do that. When my kids were homeschooling, that's one of the things I did. I taught them about all cultures, different religions, and you know, also what it means for you have some kids that may come to school that the girls are all covered from head to toe. Teach them to love. Teach them to befriend that. Because when you teach your child how to do that, they're going to impact other children. What do you think, Kimmy?
Absolutely, because one thing I've learned about children, I tend to look at them because I'm a people watcher, and they play with each other. There is no color issues with them. It only becomes a problem when that parent points out the problem. And that's what I love about children. They can play together. Let's say, for instance, they may have you took my crayon. No, you took my crayon. And this was done in the classroom. But when they get out in the recess and they play, they forget all about it. That's how we must also learn from them, because they know how to forgive and just play with each other. We can learn from them as well they can learn from us. And that's why I love watching children. They don't have any color issues. It's a taught thing. So.
Amen on that.
Yes. I love seeing them playing. Yeah.
And four ways to bridge kindness, and that way you improve kindness that can overcome hate. The kindness gap, there's a thing that we have out here in Henderson, and I don't know if other states have it, but it's called Be Kind. It's a shirt and a movement that a little boy in school started. It's one is walk the walk. Two, just like Kimmy said, talk the talk. Give them kind language. Reward big acts of kindness, but don't go overboard. Force them out of their comfort zone to teach empathy. And that's just as I said earlier about some of the things, going to restaurants, attending events, going places that you normally wouldn't go, taking vacations to other places. And this is important because sometimes adults, we weren't taught empathy. And so sometimes learning what empathy is, how do I teach empathy? What can you do? You label the feeling. Like your child may come home and they may say, Mom, there's somebody new in school, and maybe they're anxious about it. You can talk to them about those feelings. Praise empathetic behavior. Encourage them to talk about his or her feelings and yours, because sometimes you may be, that may bother you, but you need to overcome it so your child can overcome it. Teach nonverbal cues. Teach basic rules of politeness. Don't use anger to control your child. Give your child jobs to do around the house. And again, during Christmas time, it's always interesting. There's, especially here in Vegas, we have a lot of different cultures, but it's nice to go around the city and see the different cultures and participate in some of their events. Like right now, we're going into November, which has a lot to do with Kwanzaa and the Jewish community. They make really good food, so I don't know why y'all wouldn't want to be in that. So just check it out. So it's a good thing. Empathy with a child prevents narcissistic, because of what we should really say is the people with hate have become to their own narcissistic behaviors and only believe in them or their cause. When you can teach your child to be empathetic, you can get them away from being a narcissistic person or a person without feeling. And remember, and when kids aren't taught this, some kids can become bullies. And then bullies can grow up to become adults that abuse, and adults that abuse can become up to, as Kimmy said earlier, sometimes abusers abuse. So, Kimmy, did you want to say any last words?
Absolutely. What I want to say is we must really be the light. And unfortunately, this world is different than when we were younger. So what I have learned is to still let your light shine, because at the end of the day, God is still going to rule, and the higher power, which is God in my life, is going to take over. So instead of, us focusing on the problem, let's focus on God. And let's teach our children that it's okay to play with people that don't look like you. And to those who aren't secure, maybe the security is not you. Maybe you need to find that God that can secure you, because I'm telling you, I used to be that way, insecure about myself, not knowing where I fit in, thinking I had to please people. And the more you try to please people, the more they will let you down. I had to learn that it was God. I was missing my God. So when you find security in God, I'm telling you, I would bank and you would not bounce. That check would not bounce. When you find security in God, not the God that man wants you to know, but the God that God wants you to know, you will see that he is all that you need. And when you know God and you love like God, you have peace that surpasses all any circumstances that you're going through, like job loss, illness. I mean, we go through a lot, believers, and we know where the joy and the peace of God comes from. It comes from him. And by all means, we don't believe that we're perfect. So I really want to definitely send a love note to those who don't know God, because when you don't know who you are, you become insecure. And God made you. He made all of us. And that's why it's kind of hard to understand who you are, because God made us. If you don't have the right connection to the maker, it's really hard to know who you are. And I had to learn that the hard way. So when you know who you are and God loves you based on who you are, you can have that security of knowing that even if so-and-so is talking about me, or they may not like me, or I may not feel value, but God loves me. And that's how you get that security. So I want to send love to those who don't feel like they are, they are valued. God loves you so much. You are valued, and I love you, because it took me a minute to get here. I did not arrive at this place in my life overnight. It was a day-by-day process. And by all means, I still have many ways to go. So I just want to let the listeners know to love. And love works. Love is going to work at the end of the day. And I love you. And Sabrina is all about love. And I love her. One thing I love about Sabrina, though, she is that real love. She is not just going to tell you what you need to hear, but she's going to do it out of love. Tell the truth, you know. So we must be real with each other. And it's okay to be different. I don't have to be the same way as Sabrina. Sabrina doesn't have to be the same way as me. And that's why God made us unique. That is why it's so beautiful that Sabrina, she is amazing. She is, you know, amazing. She could probably climb mountains. I'm afraid of heights, you know. I mean, there's differences, you know. I'm just saying, you know, there are things that you do that I don't do. But it's okay to be different.
Yes, it is. And thank God that everybody is not like me, because that would be stone cold crazy. So, no, you guys don't want
I bet you would go to a mountain climbing, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah. You know what?
Exactly.
I'm just glad that everybody is not like me and that everybody is their own person. And you know what? That is an awesome, amazing thing. So just be you. And don't worry about other people. That's it. And with that being said, we're going to go out with Kimmy Kim praying for us. Would you pray for us, Kimmy?
Absolutely. And once again, I just want to thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity. And I assume when you said thank you for sponsoring the show, that was the end of the show. I was like, that was quick. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
so
funny.
I just want to thank you once again. I love this podcast with you. It's a fun time, and I would love for you to come on this Friday to help me interview this wonderful, wonderful person on Friday. I will give you the details. But my name is Kimmy Kim, and I just thank
you.
It's going to be noon my time, so it's going to be 10 o'clock your time.
I'll be there.
And it's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. And I just want to thank everyone for coming on, and let's go to the Father in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you once again for this wonderful podcast. I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you for your forgiveness. I thank you for your love. I thank you for showing us how to love, because I would not know how to love if I didn't know it from you, because we are taught to love based on the outer, but you teach us how to love based on the inner. But Father God, touch those who don't know the true meaning of agape love. That is unconditional. It's not based on any people, places, or things, but it's just based on loving people where they are and just having patience with them. So, Father God, give us more and more love, because I have not arrived at this love. I am still learning. And please, Father God, touch my sister, and we all learning about love. Please, Father God, touch my sister Sabrina as she continue on her recovery so that we can start traveling together, because I know we're going to be doing good works in you, Father God, because you said we could do all things well in you. And, Father, please bless Rolling with the Diva. Give her that favor that is beyond understanding, because I love the passion that she has for radio. It's that true passion that she just want to, you know, serve those with wonderful gifts and wonderful services and products so that they can become into the light of those who are in need of those items. And Father God, we're going to continue on giving you praises and honor. And I just thank you for all you're doing in our lives. And we make this prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, people. Love you, and I will see you tomorrow. And tomorrow we're going to continue, but it's just going to be on steps to teach your kid kindness and why volunteering is important for children and everyone. All right, y'all. Have a great day. We will see you tomorrow on Rolling with Diva at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.